Hello and welcome to Awareness of the Soul with your host, Vincent Sandee. Thank you for wherever you are listening to this radio show. Today is a great day because we're going to explain how to live joyously, how to live a joyous life. And if you call, want to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. Because before we had more numbers, but now we have just reduced all, we make it simple. Life is beautiful when life is simple. 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. If you want to call through Skype, it's easy. Just be sure that your connection is quite fast so that I can hear your voice clearly. Speak clearly. I'm here in Thailand trying to tune in to you. So I'll be very happy to receive your call, to receive your thoughts, and if you want to ask questions, probably if you have been listening to the radio show, you know that we talk about how to use metaphysical symbols, especially universal symbols, explained in the tradition of Kriya Yoga, mainly, and then reunite those symbols with our inner reality and the outer reality that we live in order to have mastery on this life. And this is really important because we want to be in charge. We want, yes, to know the teachings. We want, yes, to learn what life has to give us, but also we want to make it ours. We want to make our life ours. And one thing that is great that I've seen is that, isn't it incredible how many universes are living in the same universe? This is something I was thinking about yesterday night before you know, deciding what I had to talk about on the radio show. And I was thinking, wow, you really are the expert on your life. Because when you have advice from someone else, and this is also why it is so important to get advice from someone else anyway, when you get advice from someone else, you can only see and perceive your reality only from his own universe. And you are a totally different universe. We are so many expanding spheres living in the same kind of powerful universe, a powerful expanding universe, but at the same time, that person, that being, can only evaluate your reality from obviously his own perspective, from his own universe. That's why it is so important that you learn from other people, because they actually present you a different reality. This will help you to expand your consciousness, which is great, but at the same time, it's really important to make it yours, to be sure that you're living your own universe. Because otherwise, from where are you expanding? If you don't live from your own universe, you don't have a center. And this is really important. It doesn't mean to be egocentric, okay? The egocentrism or whatever, is you, it comes from the ego. And that means you being attached to your limiting perceptions, to your limiting ideas and beliefs. Okay? But it is different. It is not the same. It is not the same. It is different. So basically, living from your own universe definitely means living from your center. And that scene, the more you do that, the most you're happy. The more you're happy. And basically, the most joyous life you want to live, let's say, this is what I want to say, is when you live from your own universe, when you accept your own universe on many levels. And what I've seen is, Rumi said something like, I'm paraphrasing, but I'm not sure I'm saying exactly the right words. He said, there's a place behind what is considered right and what is considered wrong, and I will meet you there. He understood that life is not really about saying, this is right, this is wrong. If I live right enough, in the right side enough, then I'll be happy because everything will be okay. And he understood that also we are in our own universe. Something that comprehends all these opposites, all these right and wrongs. And when we, once we accept these things for ourselves, then we are ready then to step over, because we just move beyond the right and the wrong, over a place of perfect bliss. And this is when we actually live and in our complete universe. Yoga means wholeness, union. When we start living in union, union means also unions of the opposites, then life starts to be beautiful, that we start living to live joyously. Now, first of all, let me ask you a question which is really important. Your real dream, what is your real dream? Your real dream is happiness, first of all, right? Am I right? How to make your dream become alive? How can you make your dream become alive? Living the real dream you're dreaming. Because most of the time, we are, as I said, thrown into the society. And we have to deal with the universe of society, with the universe of your neighbor, with the universe of your partner, with the universe of your friend, with many kinds of different universes than our own. And most of the time, some people are trying to project the image of a perfect reality, the image of a perfect universe. And they are trying to live their dream according to what they can perceive. And when you actually appreciate what they are trying to show you, then you say, well, I would like to have that too. And on some level you have it, because once you could not even see it. But the problem is when one tries to reply to what they do in a way that builds in their own universe exactly the same universe as theirs. So this is not a way to happiness, because it does not include your universe in it. It is really important to include your universe, to understand what you see around you, to understand that what you see around you is a tool, is a clue of what you have to look for in yourself. And this is so important, because most of the times I see, well, I want to be famous, I want to have fame, blah, 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 blah. Okay, no problem. This is the dream you want to live in. Why don't you try? What are you doing to be famous? Well, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Some people don't do anything anyway. Some people just don't do anything. And some people say, I'm going to do this and this and that. And when they try to reply. They try to copy, echo. This is the great word. It's just very easy. But anyway, they try to copy exactly, to reproduce the success of someone else without understanding. Yes, there are laws at work, there are laws that you have to look for, but at the same time, if they're not yours, if they don't resonate with what you are, they're not going to get anything. So what are your values? And I'm saying this because one of my spiritual teachers, which is one, I really like him, because he said something really easy. You have to live your dream, because if you don't live your dream and you try to live the dream of God right away, what happens is that after some time, those ghosts of the past will want to live again, and they will be so strong you will not have yet learned the lesson of having lived your dreams, and you can't abandon it. And it is really important so that we try to live our dream, but at the same time we use all the principles of the universe so that we can resonate with the universe at a certain level. And then living your dream, it's nothing wrong with living your dream, because your dream is something that embraces the opposite at some point. There's nothing wrong or right. At some point you have to step behind. But what I want to say is, what are your values? If you want to live your real dream, then you have to understand what your values are. Really, close your eyes for a moment and ask yourself, what are my values? What do I value, really? And let me tell you something. It is not something that tells you to be a leader, or something that tells you to be a pop star or whatever. It tells you, I value a universal principle. What is your universal principle? Universal principle, for example, mine, you know what I really value? I value the sense of total peace and calmness, where nothing is due anymore. And from there I can do whatever I want. if I don't have that in my life, if I don't center my life around that principle, I start to get anxious. I start to get worried about all the events, all circumstances, because I'm not living my life around what I most value, what I value the most. And it's really important to understand what your value is. What do you value? Because around that, if you follow that and go around that, then you will follow your dream. Then you will know. And that is absolutely the best thing you can do, to follow your dream. Understand, after you have understood what your value is about. Now, one thing, in order to live a joyous life, yes, you have to live from your own universe. Yes, you have to understand your own values. But another thing that you have to watch out. Be careful. Don't try to appear strong to others just to show yourself that you are the kind of accomplished person that you should be. This is a trap. This is a trap. It will make you wear a layer, layers upon layers and layers of mud upon the center diamond of your own soul. It is really important. Start appearing human. Start appearing as you absolutely are. From that level, believe me, because your universe, of course, don't believe me. This is better. Don't believe me. Try for yourself. Experiment it for yourself. But your own universe is totally complete in there. There's everything you might ever need in that universe. It is there. Everything you always wanted to have is there, because it also cooperates with a much, much wider universe. Okay? Your universe is an amazing universe. You are so great that you can't imagine it. You should stop trying to appear, to manufacture a universe that is not belonging to you, but just belong to an idea on how you should be. Should. I should be like this because he told me that I have to be like this. I should be like this because if I know that if I'm like this, then I will have tons of money, lots of women or lots of men, or I'll get married right away, or I will have a fantastic house. And then I will be happy. I will be joyous. This is not the case. Really important to understand. Because happiness and joy depend on the harmonious integration of your body, mind, and soul system. You have to live harmoniously at different and multiple dimensions of your own self, and you need to be aware of your own universe. So 3-888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. That is great. Thank you for listening to this radio show. Now, I prepared a newsletter. This newsletter is a newsletter that if you read it 10 years from now, you will still keep it, because it is a newsletter that is, when I was writing it, I was thinking about how I could best serve people. So those are really metaphysical lessons that you can keep for yourself and study and print out. And from there on, you can have the tools to change your life for the best. So please, just go to thelifecatalyst.com, the Life Catalyst, Catalyst, C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T, thelifecatalyst.com, and sign up for the newsletter there, the Life Changing Power Newsletter. And you will also have a free report that tells you how to live and improve your life, how to change and improve your life consistently. And it's a very short report, because there's no need to talk a lot sometimes. Sometimes it's just really easy, and those are just the points that you want to follow in case you want to improve, or you want to take your life to the next level. There are certain things you should do, certain steps you should follow, and then you have to make those steps yours. Now, another thing that I see around, you know, if you want to live a joyous life, first of all, you don't need be worried. Just try to get your worries away from your consciousness for a moment. What are you worrying about? Most people, when I talk to them, they say, well, yes, I worry about money. Yes, I worry about many things. But actually, they would admit that there could be a solution to their condition. Wait a moment, I'm just going to drink something. There could be a solution to their problem. The fact is, are you prepared to make the jump inside and move forward? These are small steps that you could do every day, or big steps. But, what is the driving force leading your life? So most of the time, for example, people are worried about money. And that is something, you know, money is something that is important today. We cannot say no. Most of the time people say, well, money is evil, money is terrible. But on the other hand, this is also what we need to live, right? We need money at any corner, isn't it? So why this? If this is the bottom line, this is what Michael Neal said. I really like this great left coach. He said, if this is the bottom line, then why is it at the bottom? It cannot be at the bottom. So what it is that you have to do is you have to understand. When worries are overwhelming yourself, overwhelming your mind, you should step inside instead of moving, sneaking out of this worry somehow. You should connect within yourself and say, well, what is it that is happening? Why do I feel this not harmonious, inharmonic kind of feeling within myself? And start to understand, first of all, talk to yourself in a positive way. In that moment, you will see that you're starting to neutralize what is happening within you in that moment, because you just faced it. And then say, well, if I have to make a small step today to move forward in some way, what would that be? And if small steps are not working, then maybe you want to try to move on to big steps. That could be great. A big step will also require you to reinvent your life, while a small step will require you to not be overwhelmed by your life change. It depends on what kind of person you are. Another thing you have to remember is that we are not alone. You go within you and you ask the infinite. You ask the universe for support. You say, how can I overcome this problem? How can I overcome this situation? It is really important to understand we're not alone. After all, we could not become taller 1 centimeter, 1 inch, if we wanted to. There are certain things that we can do, certain things that we cannot do. What we can do is to be aware of what we're living, of our own universe, and from there on, face it. One thing that is also a great thing to do, and this is, I've seen it many times, and I always repeat it to everyone, because when we turn on the television, what is it that we see? When you turn on the radio, what is it that you're hearing? Start finding stories. Start watching movies that are inspiring. Stories of happiness, of joy, of hope. Try to live, to shift your reality into a dimension where there is hope, trust, life, happiness. And once you are attuned to that kind of feeling, every time you shift from that internal way of living to activity, remember and bring it back to your activity. And this is so important, because this will help you, first of all. What I mean is, you need to have some food for your inner reality. And the food for your inner reality is when you sit and you absorb. That absorption comes, first of all, very easily after a meditative practice. So I highly advise you to try meditation practice. Okay? Then after that, relax and listen. Peaceful music. Watch an inspiring movie. Talk lovingly to someone. Start to live in that field where happiness is prosperous. Okay? And if you think about it, there's nothing really in this life. If something is under your control, let's say, something can be under your control, what you need to do only is to get rid of confusion. Because, okay, you cannot do something at this moment. You would like to get to a point in your life when you actually have accomplished certain things. Now, maybe you realize you still don't have the skills. Maybe you realize you still don't have the right information about it or the right resources. Or you still have to meet the right people and you don't know where to start. Well, if you start to live from the place of peace, you will stop worrying easily because you understand, well, I need this. You will bring clarity, you see. It will bring light into this confusion. Because confusion, let's say, is comparable to darkness. Light is comparable to clarity. And you start bringing clarity and light. And you say, well, of course, I cannot do that yet because I still have to acquire this skill. Then go and look after acquiring this skill. Look after a situation that is conducive for you to learn, acquire right information, trying to understand what are the channels, what people you should meet, what kind of people you need, and ask the universe support. And the moment you become clear, the universe somehow responds to that. Sometimes you just need to wait a little bit more. If you start becoming clear upon your condition, instead of going away from them and just trying to avoid them, you will see how things are happening in a different way. Okay, let's move on. Impermanence of worries. This is another thing that I really love to talk about, because life is made of cycle. If sometimes you worry, sometimes you're happy. You don't worry at all. You have to say to yourself, this is going to pass. Because life is made of cycle, it's a universal law. As there is day, there is a night, and after the night, there is a day again. Life is made of cycle. This too will pass. Nothing stays permanently. If one day you're worrying, if one day you have a problem, then that its fate is to come to an end. Okay? Bring the light of clarity there and understand this point. Now, the reason why a few worries and a few problems are actually staying for a long time and they seem permanent is because we nurture them and renew them every time. We remember how it was 1 month ago, and then you say, no, now everything is fine, but I have to remember that point. And then you get yourself into that again, and you live again into in that universe. And this is something you want to avoid. Please understand that there are so many things that you could do to start living joyously today. This is one. First of all, you have to live from your own center, from your own universe, understanding that there's nothing really that will stay forever. What something that happens today, tomorrow will be different. But you have to remember, this is what is the most important thing. What is your value? What is it that you value? No need to worry at all, because first of all, because it will pass. Second, because you're nothing really happening that can make you die right now. If something is threatening your life, then you should worry, or you should be rightfully afraid of what is happening, then trying to find a solution, okay? But if that is not happening, there's no real reason. On the other hand, you must acknowledge that there's maybe a pattern that is not constructive right now happening. And the way you do that is to bring the clarity of your mind on that and put it down on paper and crystallize the clarity that you have in your mind at that moment on the paper and say, this is it. For example, I was not sure how much money I should spend during the month, no? So what I said, I was living in a constant, this happened before, a few months ago, I was living sometimes in a constant kind of anxious state. How much should I spend? I'm not sure if today I spend more than I could. So what is this? Come on, let me just write down everything that I need to spend for sure during the month, see what budget do I have during the day. And I realized that I have more money than I need for the whole day. If I have to divide the money that I need, 30 divided by 30 days of a month, I see that I have more money than I expected. And I said, well, this is great. So my worry is finished. You know why? Because it just, instead of trying to run away from worry and say, no, I don't want to face this reality, face it. It is there. It's trying to get your attention. And its purpose is not to make you miserable. Its purpose is to help you find a solution. And this is important because life tends to take us towards the point of a resolution, of completion. It's really important. Now, when you have a worry, close your eyes and see if you have images. These are shadows happening within you, okay? They're between you and the resolution you want. These shadows, images, or voices in your head. Look at them. Now, think of something that is worrying you about, okay? Let's try to make this exercise right away. Think of something that is really worrying you at the moment. And see the images in your mind, in your head. This is a very famous exercise and I want to share with you. It is very much powerful if you do it after a meditation practice. Okay? You start looking. How does it look like? Are there people involved? Do you hear voices? Something that disturbs you? What seems to be so powerful that generates a state of anxiousness, worry? What is it? Now try to bring the light of clarity. Know that you're going there. Bring in the light of clarity. Now you're there to face it and know those images are not the real you. There are images now wandering in your head. So you see them as if you were watching a movie or a TV program. And it takes courage to go in and do that, but do it, and then you'll see how you can do it, and you can do it every time. And what happens now? Try to see if you can change the image. You can make it black and white, change the colors, make it more funny. If you can put a funny hat on top of that person that is causing you a problem, if you can change the voice from a serious voice to a voice like, try to change. Try to make the image tremble or eventually flash in and out, and then the screen gets black. Then the image comes again, but it's trembling. Make it lose power. It's not so bright anymore. Now it becomes dim. Then you change channel, and the channel is beautiful. There's something beautiful to watch. People are happy. There is nature. The colors are vivid. You step into the astral plane of your own universe. And there, modify the voices there so that they are peaceful. They convey peace and joy. They encourage you. Say, there's no problem you cannot solve. Just bring a little clarity from the center of peacefulness, from the beauty where you're living. Solve it step by step. Another thing, another practice that you can do in order to get rid of anxiousness, worries, and fears is to practice mental neutrality and relaxation. And the practice here is really easy. You just close your eyes and you start perceiving life. Just feel whatever there is to feel, whatever, without changing, without manipulating. You must feel, you must hear, you must see. Stay there and accept everything. It doesn't matter. Stay in the now. If your mind wanders in the past, know that your mind is also a perception. Use the mind not as the master of your life, but you as the master of the mind. You understand the mind is there. It's something that we have, but it's not the master of your life. So you start to stay there, mental neutrality. You become at the center of yourself. If you can perceive the essence of you, the part of you that knows that now you're listening to the radio show, you sit down, you start perceiving, opening your perception without making any story. You are making a story on what you feel, what you see, what you perceive, whatever comes. If you hear a sound, don't make a story out of it. Don't say, oh, this comes from the car. It is just down my window, no, just in the street in front of me. No, no, don't make a story. Just listen, just be there. Mental neutrality, becoming aware in that moment. The more you do that, the more the real self will start shining again. And it is great, because living a joyous life means living from your own universe. Your own universe comprehends everything. And another thing that, now let's bring it back to the practical side, okay? First of all, you need to start appreciating your life as it is. Now, you have to understand that your life at this moment is perfect. But the perfection does not mean, this perfection does not mean that your life cannot evolve, not should stop evolving, or should stop becoming to an optimum level. Your life, yes, is perfect. It doesn't mean that you still, that you're finished doing things. It doesn't mean that you cannot get things to a different kind of completion. But what is it? If you think about it, you are a human being, and human beings are highly evolved creature on this planet. And what we have around us is the perfect reflection of our inner reality. You're already reflecting, projecting outside of yourself the perfect reality that you're living in your inner self. Your inner self and your outer self are absolutely in sync. What happens is that if you're not living the reality you wish you would live, is because your wish is not strong enough, in other words. And this is also a danger, because the more you wish, then the more you are bound to a wish. If you don't practice mental neutrality, then you will find yourself encaged in the wish, and that is really dangerous. So because you will be in a prison of the times that wish will generate, it becomes strong, and the desire becomes really strong, will generate its own patterns, and you will find yourself again and again living that situation. This is how today you have problems, because you're living recycling patterns of the past. And this is why you want to avoid it this time. So it is really important to practice mental neutrality. And from there on, instead of thinking of my wishes and desires, attune to the level of energy that you want. You can perceive in your own universe that would be best for you. But you're living in sync. Now, what it is, now, even though we are perfect in ourselves, you know, like every moment is perfect, it's totally accomplished, somehow, because we also are living in the world of duality, there is evolution. So therefore, we are on our way to bring our own selves to completion. And what happens is, yes, your life now is perfect because it's already perfectly in sync. And if you start to understand this, then you become in tune with the reality of things. Because you start working with what you have. And life gives you already all the tools. You will see how life will give you already all the tools to evolve. The problem and the reason why we don't see opportunities coming into our lives, we don't see opportunities around us, is because we think that our life is not perfect as it is, and we are trying to make it different. And what we are trying to work what we don't have, or what we wish we have, or we work always what we should have. But if we start saying, my life is already expressing what I am inside. Before, I am on my way to my accomplishment, to my improvement. I'm on my way to get what I want because I'm here now. And I followed my own path, I followed my own way, I walked my own road. And now I'm here, and I know that I could improve this, I could learn that, and move forward. You start working with what you have, you start seeing opportunities, just trying to understand, you are a perfectly working individual. Your soul and your body-mind-soul connection are already integrated. The only difference for a great and harmonious integration is your awareness in this integration. And once you become aware, you start harmoniously doing something to bring that awareness to each area of your life. Remember, because we are programmed for our own survival. To do that, it's really important to stop looking to other people's apparently perfect life, because they're not perfect. They're trying to project that image onto you so that you can say, wow, this person is really accomplished. And in that way, they're trying actually to confirm the divine right. But being human is beautiful. Just be yourself. Be human. Your inner and outer reality are perfectly in sync. This is why your life is perfect. If you trust the perfection of this moment, you are capable to see your opportunities life is trying to give you right now. You can have clarity on where you are and where you're at and where you're going. If you start having this kind of feeling, this kind of awareness within you, you have reality where you are, where you're going, you understand, I am here. And yes, actually I do have the tools. If you don't have the tools in the moment, maybe that will come. Another thing that my great spiritual teacher said, life delays are not life denials. Stay in love with you. Stay in love with your life. And see how perfect it is for the lesson you must learn now and your development. Start counting your blessings. I found myself times asking myself, oh my, what am I complaining about? You know, this happens all the time unless you're totally free in your soul. Okay? Happens all the time. Sometimes you find yourself saying, oh my God, I'm complaining about this thing. And you say, but what am I complaining about? Actually, my life is great. Because I have a place to come back to, I have beautiful people around me, I'm doing a job that I really like, it's useful, it brings benefit to people. What am I complaining about? I am great, and you are great. You should understand the same thing. Your life is perfectly working. Your inner and outer reality are in sync. Meditate, go deep, explore your inner reality, and make it better. Understand what it is that you should do. And you are the expert on you on this. And after that, you will see your outer reality and it starts reflecting in its colors. Because sometimes your outer reality starts reflecting what you want, you say, no, I stop it because I don't. I cannot believe I'm actually having what I hoped for, what I hoped for. But you're actually having it. That is great. Embrace it. There is no risk to lose it. If it's yours, it will stay yours. If it's not yours, it will go. And if it's not yours, you don't want it. Remember, everything is happening now. Lots of things are happening in the world now. You are happening in the world now. Stay in the now. All that is from the past and your own power are coming together in the present moment. You have the eyes to see this. You will have them. Use them. You will see so many doors opening. And again, it might take courage because you have to make that step deep down within yourself. You need to want to reborn in your true self, in your every, in your new day, every day, in a new and better way. That takes courage, believe me, because on one level, it's like abandoning day that just passed. But on the other level, what you really want to bring with you is not the day, it's not yesterday. You want to bring with you the wisdom that yesterday is giving you. You want to bring that experience. And there you have it. That's inside your aura. Now, you don't have to keep it. You don't have to hold it. You just have to move on with that awareness. See your past experiences. See yesterday in terms of wisdom gained. So that today you are free to reborn in a new and better way. At least be open to that idea. Bring that wisdom into this day, but don't bring yesterday into this day. Seeing perfection in life. This is why your life is perfect. You are the sum of all that you have learned up until this point. If something is not yet manifested, it means that that cycle has not yet come to a completion. It doesn't mean they will not come to a completion because you're living in that cycle. You have to understand that. Okay, so understanding that your life is perfect will give you the tools to see opportunities in the now to work with what you have. See, so many problems are not actually there. So there's one practice in Buddhism which is really great, and it consists in sitting and in facing your emotions, in facing your fears. And once I met this Buddhist monk here in Thailand, and he lives in the forest, and somebody asked him, why do you live in the forest? And he said, I live in the forest because when it comes night and it's dark, and you start hearing sounds around, I'm facing my fears. Then I go, sit down, go into my room, and I sit down, and I start facing those fears directly. Until, with practicing mental neutrality, with a neutral mind, until those fears are dissolving. Now, another good practice and technique is simply this, to understand what the whatever perception you have is a gathering of things. Before you just go there, if you're afraid about something, start seeing each factor, each component of the image that you see, each component of the fact that you see, each component of the vision you might have, as separate. It only acquires power when it is put together with other thoughts, then you identify with the big picture that is actually the direction trying to sell you. But if you go there and you see and you just cut into pieces what you're actually seeing. For example, money. You have worries about money, so just go there, look at the money, a picture of money. Just take money as it is. Just take the worry, the anxious feeling as it is, without the money there, just that anxious feeling. And see what that anxious feeling is composed by. There is just mass of energy put somewhere. Then go there and observe that. The mass of energy put somewhere. You're counting, you see. Mass of energy put somewhere is composed of different forces. Go to one force. Only leave that force there. concentrate to its essence, then go to another part, and only understand that is totally independent from the other, and at some point everything will dissolve. Because this is just a construction of the mind, and you can try that for yourself. Seeing perfection in life means that you're actually a perfectly working individual. And remember, it is your decision to start living a joyous life. And you have to understand that the tricks that the mind is actually giving you are not real. They are just tricks. And you have been living them not rightfully, because you have been living them not with the awareness that you're supposed to have, not with the awareness of your soul. You've been living them only trapped in the identification of this pattern. This is a key point in yoga, for example. You have to understand the living patterns in life that are a construct made of many different things. Cut these things out. You're just components, like the components of a computer. You have the computer in front of you, right? This computer seems to have a unity. But if you take each part out of itself, it is a perfectly functional part in itself. Then put together, it creates a force known as the computer, and that you can use in certain different ways. So this is for your thoughts, this is for your mind, this is for your worries. It's made of components, and those components work together in a certain way. But you don't have to identify with these components. You can just separate the components and say, okay, this is this power, this is this force acting in this way. This is a practical technique that you can do after meditation. It takes courage to go there and to face your fear at the beginning. But believe me, nothing will happen to you. Nothing will happen to you. We will only start moving towards a resolution. So you have to trust life. Life is actually telling you, look, you should focus on this point so that you can find a resolution. When something comes up, it's time to find a resolution. It's not time to be miserable. It is never time to be miserable in your life. Trust life and have that courage to make that jump within. Because, even, for example, Christians say, Jesus is my Savior, but they all have to know, they know themselves as well, that they have to say yes to Him before they can be saved. Therefore, you, first of all, are your Savior. Don't say yes, nothing will happen. And in many religions, they say the same thing. Basically, you are your Savior. If you don't do something to stay in tune with your soul, with God, with the universe, you cannot save your life. Or if you don't do something to save your life according to what you think needs to be saved, you're not going to save it. Remember, you have to trust life. You have the tools to save it, save your life. You have the tool to live the greatest dream you wanted to live. As soon as you bring awareness and clarity into and understanding your life is perfect right now, you are your Savior. I'm not your Savior. Nothing else is your Savior. When you start living in tune with the force that generated you, which is the power of God within you, and becoming aware of that and in the way it expresses in this world, that is the first step towards the greatest life you might ever have. You must have the courage to jump within yourself and try to understand what are the patterns you're living that are creating you so many problems. Those are the patterns that you identify with. Otherwise, it would not create a problem for you if you wouldn't identify with them. Because if something happens outside you, it does not really create a problem in your life, right? If you perceive it as something that is outside your life. But if you believe it is about you, then it creates a problem. You must have the courage to jump within without trying to avoid a inharmonic feeling. Jump within and change that. And now I've given a few practical techniques in this radio show. It would be great to listen to this show again. Download it from the archives. It will be How to Lead a Joyous Life. One thing that Yogananda used to say is that your nervous system is not programmed for these overloads of worries, but it's programmed for expansion. Your nervous system must be brought to perfection. Perfection means understanding that you're a perfectly working individual right here and right now. And in that moment, you have the keys to expansion. You have the keys to harmony. Yoga helps. You can practice yoga. And yoga is a way, I said that in my last radio show, is a way that will make your body, mind, and soul unite at once. It should put awareness in what you're doing. Another trap, remember, this is a trap you have to avoid. Don't try to appear someone else. Bring the appearance in the world of yourself as someone who brings clarity. That is the best thing that will inspire people to bring clarity into their lives as well. Bring clarity. Don't teach others just to confirm that you're on the right path. Just to confirm to yourself, to have confirmation. Try not to influence others with the choices you took in your past. Once I went to a bookstore, and it was a spiritual bookstore in Italy, and I just wanted to go there and see what they have about yoga, about spirituality. But what I didn't like, it was that the woman who was the owner of the shop, she was judging what the clients would buy. Because she was so stuck into a pattern that spirituality has to be like she was being. And that obviously it's terrible because it's not really for the person, but it's for her because she was trying to live spirituality through somebody else's dream. She was not understanding that each one of us is going into the direction of the perfect evolution they might ever have. You should instead support people to go in the direction where they are going. First of all, you have to have a clear sense of what the flow of their life is about. And then you encourage them. Remember, the flow of the direction where they're going is not always what it appears to be. You need to have a clear sense of what the flow is about. And then support them. Tell them, this is amazing. You're so much going in the right path. You never realized that, I know. But if you look inside yourself, you know that your life is perfect at this moment because it takes you exactly where you're supposed to be taken. And if you bring your awareness there and you forget about what your life should be like or what other people tell you that your dream should be like, then you start understanding, wow, my life is great. I have the tools to go in my own life path, live my own universe, become completeness of my own universe, which is really powerful. We can all be totally complete, totally powerful. And in order to do that, don't stay attached to yesterday. Bring the wisdom that you gained yesterday into today. Don't bring yesterday into the day. Get inspired by universal principle instead of rule or definite things. Universal principles unite us with life. Too many rules kill the spirit. Let me say it again. Too many rules kill the spirit. But universal principles and adhering to them unite you with a greater life. Thank you for listening to Awareness of the Soul. Go to www.thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for my newsletter. And if you're ready to improve your life to take it to the next level, then you can also try to qualify for some coaching if you wish. and I would be happy to help you. And remember, my aim is to reach as many people as possible, to help as many people as possible. Tell me about your condition. Tell me about what it is your life right now at the moment. And see, let's see if we can actually work together. Money is not the first thing. The first thing is to help. Of course, we all need money to live. This is normal. We all need money to live and also to have a comfortable life, right? It's my right, it's your right, it's the right of everyone on this planet. And I think great spiritual teachers are also having a nice life. You should have a nice life as well. So why don't you take it to the next level? The key is awareness. But first of all, get the Life Changing Power newsletter and visit my blog. So the blog is www.thelifecatalyst.com/blog or www.thelifecatalyst.com and sign up for the newsletter there. And I'll see you here next week on Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, with Awareness of the Soul with Vincent Sandy. Thank you. Goodbye.